It had been a logistical nightmare arranging the president-elect's travel. There was no direct rail line from Springfield to Washington. Instead, he had to chug along at 30 miles per hour over a hodgepodge of 15 different lines, some of which were run by powerful railroad executives who sympathized with the South. His protection during the trip was woefully inadequate. There was no federal Secret Service to guard him. Lincoln refused to have an army escort, believing it made him look like a warlord. No one traveling with him was even officially designated to be responsible for his security, so protection was handled by a makeshift detail of friends and military men aboard the train. In Baltimore, against a large, angry crowd and hostile cops, the puny security detail would be easily overpowered. Lincoln agreed to Pinkerton's complex plan to sneak him into Washington ahead of his announced travel schedule while his would-be Baltimore assassins slept. The evening of February 22nd, the president-elect, with only laymen to guard him, quietly slipped away from his traveling party of more than a dozen in Harrisburg, where he had delivered an address to the state legislature, and boarded a special Pennsylvania Railroad train that Pinkerton had arranged to take him 110 miles east to Philadelphia. Pinkerton joined the pair in Philadelphia and took them in a carriage shortly after 10 p.m. to the station for Felton's Philadelphia, Wilmington, and Baltimore Railroad on the south side of town, where they boarded the rear of a sleeping car. Kate Warren, one of Pinkerton's female operatives, had reserved four double berths partitioned off from other passengers, which she told the conductor was for her sick brother. At 3:30 a.m. on February 23rd, Lincoln, Pinkerton, and Lehman arrived in Baltimore, where the sleeping car was unhitched and pulled by a team of horses to the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad's Camden Street Station a mile away. As dawn was about to break, the B&O's Washington-bound train finally arrived, much to the relief of Pinkerton, who dreaded the thought of the president-elect stranded in a wide-awake Baltimore with just him and Lehman for protection. Lincoln's sleeper car was hooked up to it for the final 38-mile leg to Washington.